I'm Dr. Giovanni Turchini. I'm a senior lecturer affiliated with the School of Life and Environmental Science at Deakin University, Warrnambool campus. I come from a family of sort of scientists. My father and my mother are both architects, but my father spent all his life teaching at the university in the engineering faculty. So I guess that's where it comes from, the interest from science. And my family, my father is very keen about nature and life in general, try to understand life, and he taught me since I was a kid. He passed on to me the passion for life and trying to understand these complex things like life cycles and ecology and equilibrium within the natural environment and things like that. I grew up, as you can see, pick up from my accent, I'm Italian, and I was born in Milan, a big city, very crowded and polluted. So I had this very strong interest to find a way to get out from the city. And I was sort of missing the wilderness in my during my youth. And therefore, I was particularly interested in nature, but also sort of applied to human activity like agriculture. And I then, when it came to deciding what kind of university, what kind of study to do, I've discovered the existence of aquaculture, which was a good way between interest for agriculture and production of food for human beings, but at the same time moving outside the city and going close to the coast and the ocean. And there, I think, where everything started. After my secondary school, I decided to study physics. That was my first passion. And I did 1 year of physics. And then I realized that was, yes, very interesting, but too tough for me. And, I mean, it's a very interesting field, but basically you need to give up everything else and focus just on physics. Therefore, I decided I need something softer in a way, but still linked with science. And then I studied veterinary I went to the veterinary school, and then I got my bachelor and master at the veterinary school. Then I start my PhD because I was very interested. During my university time, I became interested into research activity, not just studying, but also trying to discover new things. So I did my PhD in Milan, and I started working on fish and aquaculture. During my PhD, I came here in Australia for 6 months for like a sort of exchange period to have some overseas experience. And that was sort of very detrimental because I definitely fell in love with Australia. Then I went back to Italy, finished my PhD, and I started doing a postdoc at the University of Milan at the Faculty of Veterinary Science. And then I was trying to find a way to come back to Australia. And one day I found this job opportunity, and I did apply, and I got the job. And I came here to Warrnambool. All my research activities start from a lot of hands-on activity. I'm actually farming the fish. I'm rearing the fish, making the different feed and try what's happening in vivo. So I'm feeding the fish. So I quite often have my hand wet handling fish. But then at the end of the feeding trial, let's say, we move to the lab. So there's a lot of laboratory components with chemical analysis, biochemical analysis. And then later on also there's a lot of computational analysis because once we get all this data, we need to be able to understand the meaning of this data and then writing also the results of these studies. So it's covering almost all aspects of the normal scientific life.